first step in human life is a recognition. Proportion to the recognition is love. To recognize something and you recognize it fully, then you become impassionate, you have an affinity, you have a bond, you have love for it. And then the third step after that is submission. So the first is recognition, and if the recognition is perfect, complete, then there must be a bond, there must be a love. And if that is right, then there will be submission. But if the recognition is incomplete, then you won't get that level of love, nor can you get the level of submission. A man didn't see his father from birth. He lost contact when the child was conceived. At that time they lost contact. But the child got to know that the father is arriving in this flight. He heard about his son and he wants to come and meet him. So as he's waiting there at the airport, at the lounge, he sees some old people there, and he ignores them, doesn't pay any interest, doesn't show any attention, no respect, nothing. In fact, he may use one, two impolite words as well. But then it was pointed out to him, that's your father. Now when he realized it was his father, carried him, put him onto his shoulders, and now he's boasting, it's my father. So, minus the recognition, the person was totally ignored, and with the recognition now, he is not only loved, respected, just carrying him on the head. So this is the whole procedure of Islam, that we recognize. And we take out the time to recognize the beauty of Islam, the beauty and the greatness of Rasulullah Pakistan, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as we recognize, then there will be the level of bonding and loving. And then there will be submission. But if this is not in place, then it will be like this. Lately, a friend of mine explained, he's at the hospital, and one of the leading doctors is constantly inquiring about Islam. So he's got all the answers and he's quite clear that Islam is the religion. So he asked him, what stops you from accepting Islam? There's a disturbance here, please put out the phone or at least take it, throw it outside please somewhere. The house of Allah requires respect. And this musical tone, this was Rasulullah Prophet's mission to break it, to destroy it. So someone has got a bond with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he'll throw it out. Disturbance, then against Rasulullah's teaching, and then in the house of Allah Ta'ala, we'll be coming in only on a Friday, and then this type of behavior. Nonetheless, so he asked him, then what stops you from accepting Islam? When you know that this is the religion, this is true, then why? So he says, you know, I know it's a true religion, but then what about all those beautiful girls and their beautiful life and that wine? So the girls and the wine stopped him, woman and wine. That means he didn't have the full understanding of Islam, of Rasulullah Pakistan. He didn't have the full recognition. Why I say that he didn't have the full recognition? Because if a person believes, and if truly believes in the hereafter, he doesn't understand that there is a consequence. I'm going to see this. I'm going to listen to the wrong, I'm going to look at the wrong, there's going to be a consequence. But if his conviction about the hereafter is not perfect, he'll take a chance here, let me take a chance here, let me take a chance there, for some type of instant gratification. And he says, we'll face the consequence later on. But that is because he hasn't understood and doesn't recognize completely. So these Sahaba Kiram, those that accept Islam at the beginning, Allah Pak speaks about them. هَذِي سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. We accept Islam with sight, vision and conviction. It's not just a casual thing, it's not just a procedure and a customary thing, no. We're doing it with heart and mind, we're doing it with soul and conviction. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. This is the style, this is the way. So hence you see that until they were not convinced, they didn't just take the step into converting to Islam. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, and he traveled length and the breadth just to see what is the true religion. Moved on from Judaism, from being a fire worshipper to a Jew, to a Christian. And now he heard about Islam is going to be around a town called Medina Munawwara. And he's come here. But now, he's still investigating the process. When he was attending to some tree of his boss, and he overheard them talking about Islam. When he overheard them talking about Islam and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he jumped from the tall date tree right down, and he asked his boss, "Can you just explain me?" So the boss came, one slap, said, "You just do your work, don't worry about this." But jisko khuda rakhe usko kaun chakhe. When you got a passion, you're passionate about something, then no barrier is a barrier. Nothing can be an obstruction to you, provided you've got a definite, genuine passion about it. You've got a love for it, and you'll break all borders and you'll go for it. By the night, you got to know about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's already studied the Torah, the Injil, because he was a Jew. Then he converted to Christianity. Now he heard about Islam, and he heard about the description of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then the third step is to go and see, is this the man who's been promised in our scriptures? So he goes up, he takes a tray of dates, and he says, "This is sadaqah, this is zakat, this is charity." Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused. Now he says, "Now this is one, I got the one point right, that this Nabi will not be accepting any zakat for himself, no sadaqah and no zakat. For himself, he will not accept it. So I got it one right, it's conforming to the scriptures." Now the following day or a few days later, I came back again, I've got a tray of dates, and he says to Rasulullah Pasam, "Accept this, this is a hadiyah, it's a gift." Now Rasulullah has got no reason not to accept it, that he would accept gifts. So he accepted the gift. So, "No, I got the second point right." Now the third thing that he was looking for was the seal of Nubuwat, the seal of prophethood, that is stamped onto the Mubarak back of Rasulullah Pasam. "Now I need to get this before I make this step, before I convert, then I need to verify. My mind must be absolutely clear. Like I had said at the beginning, the first step is recognition, recognize. Once you recognize, then you want to give your life, you want to give everything. Then you understand that this world is nothing more than the wing of a mosquito. I don't have to run after it and break my brains about it. I don't have to do it. But if I didn't understand the hereafter, then I said, no, the world, you have to work for it like a dog. You have to work for it, run after it. But if you were recognized, then you won't consider it to be a very significant thing, right? By the way, I do some work, make a living and carry on. But the thing that you'll be running after will be the hereafter, akhirat. That's the thing that you'll run after." So now, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just complete with one funeral, with one janazah, and Salman radiallahu anhu, he's there. So Rasulullah SAW understands that what this man is after. So he just raised his shawl until Salman seen the seal of Nubuwat himself. And says, "Now I've got no reason not to accept it." And straight away he accepts Islam. But this aspect of recognition, and this is where we are stuck in this day, that recognition of Islam, the truth of Islam, the truth of the words of Rasulullah SAW, do we recognize it? When he says it's just the wing of a mosquito, nothing more than that. Do we recognize it? If we recognize it, then our behavior will not betray us. But we didn't recognize it, therefore our behavior will betray us. No, go for interest, go for this, go for that, go for all that. Why? Because we didn't recognize what's the hereafter. We didn't recognize what is the worth of this world here in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, in the sight of His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, he is a Jewish rabbi, and he is rated the highest amongst the rabbis, amongst the scholars of Judaism. He is rated the highest. There is nobody as high as Abdullah bin Salam from the Banu Qaynuqa, and he is the highest. So he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his first impression, Laysa biwajhin kazzab. This is not an imposter. He's not a liar. Not a dishonest person. Marde haqqani ki peshani ka noor, kahan chup reh sakta hai pesh aziz shaur. When a man is honest, he's true, he's a man of Allah Ta'ala, you'll make it out. And the man that's not true, then you have to make up, you have to give a cover up picture, put a lot of plastic surgery, a lot of cream, lot of lotion to make him appear. But if the man is absolutely true, he doesn't need any makeup. He is truthful, he is honest, he is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, so you don't need to make any makeup. So he sees the face and he says, this man is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Laysa biwajhin kazzab. Not an imposter, not a liar, not a dishonest person. Now that he realized that it is the Rabi of Allah Ta'ala, so he says to Rasulullah in confidence, you see my people, they are very dishonest, they are big liars. So before I announce my Islam, my conversion to Islam, then I want you to see them. Because after my conversion, there'll be a lot of criticism. They'll be taunting me, they'll be criticizing me. But I want you to see these people, what they are like. So you'll know, you'll exactly know their behavior, their ways, you'll understand them. But if you didn't understand them, and you saw their response to my accepting Islam, then perhaps you may have some reservations. So to clear all those reservations, so let me show you what my people are like. So there was some occasion Rasulullah had met up with them. In the meanwhile, Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu was around. So he was behind a screen, behind some wall or something. So Rasulullah inquires from Abdullah, from this Jewish fraternity, this Jewish delegation that had come in, that, do you know Abdullah bin Salam? He said, no, I know, we know him. Alright, how do you rate him? He is the best amongst us. Alright, in his learning, there isn't a scholar as great as him. His lineage is about the highest. Lineage is the highest. He is the most learned amongst us, and he's amongst the best of us. So, there's already a confession, there's already an admission. Now, Abdullah bin Salam comes in, breaks the barrier, comes in. And he says, Ashadu Allah ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I declare that Allah Ta'ala is one. I declare that Rasulullah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Now immediately the whole response, the whole attitude just changes. He's the worst amongst us. His lineage is the worst. He's a total ignorant and jahil. Now just 1 minute ago they said he's the best, lineage is the best, family is the best, and just 1 minute later after the declaration he's the worst, the greatest jahil, and the worst and the weakest of lineage he's got. So now he's confirmed. So Rasulullah knows his people, what are they like. Then Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu says, what were the first words of advice Rasulullah had to give after that? See? So he remembers this so well. He built that affinity, the ta'aluk, that relationship with Rasulullah. And why won't they build it up? And why won't they look out? They will look out for it. يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. They find the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Torah, in the Injil. Hasan radiallahu anhu, he asks his father Ali radiallahu anhu, Please explain me, what was the description, the character, the ways of Rasulullah Muhammad? Explain that to me. So you see this description is contained there, and the Sahaba Ikram are transmitting it from their, what they had seen. Now it's supported from both ends, from the scriptures and from what they had seen. So it's definite, it's genuine. They had seen it, and it's also recorded in the previous scriptures. So he says, Kana da'im al-bishri. Rasulullah had a smile all the time. Coming with friends, coming at home, there was a smile on the face. War countenance, there was a smile. Let us also try and practice the sunnah. Have a smile on the face, not a pulled up face. So that was the first, da'im al-bishri. Layyin al-janib. He was a very soft and easy person to get along with. Sahal al-khuluq. If you look at his character, his mannerisms, very easy, very soft, soft-going person. Easy man to socialize and to talk to. Easy person. Not a difficult person. Laysa bifasdin wala ghalizin. He wasn't a person aggressive, impolite. He wasn't like that. Soft person. Always a smile on the countenance and easy to get along with. That's the Nabi of Allah, comprehensive. Comprehensive, complete, perfect. And as I said earlier on, the Sahaba Ikram made the commitment with conviction. It wasn't just a customary thing, no. It was with absolute conviction that this is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And he is the person that is promised in the scriptures. A man is recognized by his behavior. His good ways, his mannerisms, what was his behavior like? When he's amongst people, when he's his private life, his domestic life, what is it like? Is it a consistent pattern or is there a contradiction? Private life is different, business life is different, and domestic life is different, public life is different. There's no consistent pattern. So what was the man like? So they say no all the time. There was no consistent inconsistent attitudes. No. Attitudes are all consistent. Laysa bifasdin wala ghalizin. He wasn't a man that was aggressive, impolite, rude, no. Yataghafalu amma la yashtahi. If he personally he didn't like something, then he will ignore it. Won't pay attention to it. But he will not discourage others. Like how we have it, someone likes the food spiced up very much. And with the spice, some more marcha. They want even more hot. And some cannot just see the sight of the chili. He wants it totally mild. So Rasulullah was like that. If you like your food to be spiced, carry on, mashallah, he won't discourage you. Then, taraka nafsahu ala salasin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had committed himself to three things. Throughout his life, through three things he was committed to. Let us just take this lesson back. What was the commitment of Rasulullah Pakistan throughout his life? What did he commit himself to? At least something to take home. He says, one was al-mira. He never entered into a dispute, into a fight, an argument. He wasn't like that person. Someone tried to engage him, you would avoid it. You will not get into a dispute, not into an argument. Rather, if someone was trying to engage him, trying to incite him, he would just ignore it and carry on, continue. So he wasn't a man like that. Now, today our lifestyle is, if you said one, I must say something also. Don't expect me to be totally dumb. I'm not a dumb person, I'm not a stupid. I also got something to tell you. So that was not the style. The style was, he left all these arguments, disputes, arguments, all that. That was not his style, not his way. And how easy and how enjoyable life comes when you know, leave all these arguments, disputing, fighting, quarreling, how enjoyable life becomes. And when we get into this quarrel, debate, etc., it would appear that no, this man is an intelligent person, it appears. But the man on reflection says, well, this man is not right. He likes controversies, fights, arguments, he likes these things here. But the man avoids it Then you say, no, this man is a dignified person, a respectable person. When there's an argument, etc., very nicely, respectfully, he moves away. That was the first thing that Rasulullah was avoided throughout his life. The second thing, tarakal ikbar. He never showed an attitude, pride, attitude. No, no, that was not his way. Now, these become the standards today. I must show an attitude. I must say what I want to say. But that was totally not at all in the life of Rasulullah. No, he did not show an attitude, no arrogance, man of humility all the time. Something to take home. Right? See, we are living in a Western environment and we don't realize many a times that we are adopting their ways. And what belonged to our home, we left it. And the filth and the spew that's coming up from Westernism, we are licking that up. That's not our lifestyle. Our lifestyle is humility. Leave out arguments, controversies, etc. Leave that out. Don't show an attitude. Be humble. Be polite. And the third thing that Rasulullah kept himself committed to was he didn't get himself engaged in matters that did not concern him. All of my concern, leave it out. Now it's become everybody's business. If there's an argument outside the masjid, let's see what's happening. Now there's something on the social media, let's see what they're saying. There's something here, let's see what it is. And where the mind was absolutely clear, now the mind is in a state of confusion. Someone had just filled your ears, just tell you something. Whereas the mind was absolutely clear, you got yourself locked up in something that does not concern you. And then, what is the consequence? So Rasulullah kept himself committed to these three things. Let's go back to the hadith of, I've got just 3 minutes left, or 2 minutes left. To the advisors of Rasulullah that recorded this, recorded by Abdullah bin Salam. So it's an inaugural message. And who is he speaking to? Understand it. So the first word is only for Muslims. Afshus Salam. So Rasulullah wanted a Muslim identity. How you will identify yourself? You will identify yourself in this manner. You will greet in the Islamic manner. Assalamu alaikum. You will not find a kafir feeling ashamed to greet you in the way that he will greet. Good morning or good evening. He can greet. He doesn't feel embarrassed about it. So then why should we feel embarrassed? Our way, hamari ghar ki baat hai, it's our thing. Then why should we feel embarrassed? Say it, whether they are kafirs around, they are Muslims around, but say it boldly, say it clearly, assalamu alaikum. So that was the style of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And through this, what he was wanting was that we promote and enhance love, generate love. Assalamu alaikum, I'm making a dua for you. Allah Ta'ala's peace be upon you. That was the first message. So obviously this message is only directed to Muslims, not to the general public, because a kafir is not supposed to, you're not supposed to be greeting him with assalamu alaikum. And the last message also shows that it was a message directed to Muslims only. And the last message was, and wasallu bil layl wa nasu niyam. And when people are asleep, then perform some namaz. 2 rakats, 4 rakats, something. So if you leave out all things that don't concern you, leave out attitudes, leave out all these passions, etc. Live a life of simplicity and humility, there'll be enough time to get your tahajjud namaz. But if there's too much of formality in the life, then you can't find time. There's no time for anything. But if you conform to this, then what is the promise of Allah Ta'ala? The promise of Allah Ta'ala is then, تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ. See, the greatest concern of every Muslim, greatest concern is, my transition to the hereafter, my transition to the next life, must be a smooth, enjoyable, pleasant one. So Rasulullah is giving you a prescription. You want the transmission to be well, make salam. Number two, then join family relationships. Maintain that nicely. Number three, feed. And the last one, ending up with, see that apart from your 5-time namazes, then you're also performing some namaz at night. Then what you will get, what you will enjoy, a smooth transition to the next life. Allah Ta'ala grant us all. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu. Wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Brother Ahmed Patel, I make over Maryam Salaji in your nikah with a cash mahar of cash and jewelry worth 21,731 rand. You accept Maryam Salaji in your nikah? Say nakahtuha. Barakallahu lakuma wa barakalikuma wa jama'a bainakuma fi khair. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا سلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين